There was a Maisa in America many years ago with a Rav who lived in an apartment building with Goyim. And a Goyish woman, who clearly was a Goy, knocked on his door and said, "Rabbi, will you check my mezuzah?" So he said, "Mezuzah? What's the shaykhus that he mechalul like a yid?" So she said, "Listen, I was told by my friends that even if you're not Jewish, it's a shmira, it guards the house, it protects the house. So I bought myself a mezuzah." So he says, "Fine, I'm sorry. Kiddush Hashem opportunity." And he goes to check the mezuzah, he carefully sees a nice case, he takes it off the wall, he opens it up, he sees there's nothing inside. He says, where's the scroll that was inside? So she says, "Oh Rabbi, when it came with the instructions, I just checked out the instructions, I don't need anything else." As the Maisa, often we make a lot of point on the outside, external appearances. The Maisa, when you go into something, into the inner of the mitzvah, and to understand the mitzvah, and to go through the inyanim of the mitzvah and different zachen, is the Maisa, you find the most unbelievable things. Be'ez Hashem, we're trying to go through as much as we can today. Sorry for the delay of Hilchos Mezuzah, part 1. We'll have to be Be'ez Hashem, be Mamshit, part 2 and part 3, because there's a lot to talk about. We want to try and get through as much as possible of the halachas of Mezuzah. Let's just give a very small introduction to actually to discuss what we're going to be going through from today's shiur, Be'ez Hashem, and the continuing shiurim that we're going to be giving. So all the different inyanim, Baruch Hashem, we got help with the graphics to make things a little bit more exciting. And the Maisa, Be'ez Hashem, we hope to go through a lot of different halachas. For example, which type of places are require a mezuzah. Whether it be machsans, whether it be cars, whether it be caravans, all these sorts of things. We'll go through the mezuzah itself. We'll try to go through doorways to see which type of doorways to work out the height, how much money to spend on a mezuzah. We're also, Be'ez Hashem, going to go through how often a person should be checking his mezuzah, how to work out the right-hand side, where to put the actual mezuzah on the door, to go through a little bit of halachas of safras to see how to work out what's kosher and what's possible, different halachas of doorways, marpesets, what happens if the mezuzah fell down, you have to make a new bracha, when you take it off to check, you have to make a new bracha, to work out all different types of doorways, to work out which is the left, which is the right of every single type of doorway. We'll be visiting, hopefully, the famous castle in Scotland, which will show us all different types of doorways and archways to work out where to put the mezuzah, how to work out the height of each thing. Be'ez Hashem, in its right time, we'll try to go through those halachos also. We'll try to go through actual real-life houses and plans of different buildings to figure out how and where to put the mezuzah in each thing. Obviously, the Makoris in the Torah, where mezuzah is found and what it says inside the mezuzah and all the inyanim and the skulas and the taimim and the schar. We'll go through different cases, Be'ez Hashem, see-through cases, not see-through cases, cases that are good for the mezuzah, cases that are not good for the mezuzah, lahalacha as well, obviously. We're going to go through who to do, Be'ez Hashem, today, different types of seifim, who to buy the mezuzah, to watch out for mezuzah fraud, something which is a terrible problem, Be'ez Hashem, will be mazbit today. And Be'ez Hashem, that's the Maisa, a small sikkim of what we're going to be learning, Be'ez Hashem. So we'll start the Maisa with the Makar. We'll start with the Makar of mezuzah. As you know, the Pasuk tells us, this is the first time that we know, it's in the Torah of the Parashat of Kriyat Shema, that we say every morning and every single night, it's interesting, the Lashon of the Torah, and the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Yehudaism, Reish Pehei, says, Be'etzem Lashon of Ksiva, so it seems to be that the Torah wants to be makpid, that a person actually writes the mezuzah. The Das Kedosh, the Heilige Butcher, actually explains that the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah doesn't mean pshat that you have to write it. Elamai, he times it like tefillin. Just when a person wears tefillin, he gets somebody else to write it, and he puts it on. Oba, he says, through the Das Kedosh, there is a midas chasidus for a person to bedavka mitzaber, to find a scribe, to find a sofer who he can actually ask to actually write the mezuzah for him. It's interesting, why does the Torah Taka write Lashon of Ksiva? So we can answer the Hemik Shaila in the Shiltas and Kuf Samech Tes answers that whenever the Torah mentions the Hachona of a mitzvah, it shows that the Hachona is a very, very big chelik of the mitzvah itself. And he talks over there about Sukkah, like I'll be building the Sukkah v'chulei, Masha'en gave the example when it comes to the mitzvah of Shofar, so the Torah just says, well, the Shofar, what's enough to mean how you get it? Elamai, when the Torah tells us to do something in the Hachona oifen, so it shows the Hashivas of the Hachona. As the Maisa, that's the first time the Torah mentions mezuzah. The second time is approximately six columns later, Maisa in Parshas Bahaya,
But it says once again, these are the two times that it says it in the Torah, and that Lemaisa, as we know, because of these twice, is Lemaisa, that's the reason why we have both of these parashiyos that are actually taken and both written on one piece of cloth and are put onto our mezuzah. Because those are the two places that are written, the Makor for mezuzah. So let's now go, Meiz Hashem, to the Taini Hadova to understand the reason for the mitzvah. We'd like to always explain the reason for the mitzvah to give us a little bit of time, what's the taste of a mitzvah. There's a Meidik in Rambam in Tfilin, the Mezuzah Sefer Torah Perek Vav Halach Yud-Gimel, that tells us that the Yisoid, the time for Mezuzah, is a person is meant to, every single time he enters and he leaves his Pesach, his house, his doorway, he's meant to remember the Av of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and it's meant to wake him up from his sleep. So the Ramban also, the Yavetz says a similar lotion, Kitzah Shulchan Aruch says also a similar lotion. And a person meant to spend a few seconds to realize the Maisa, what he's doing. I remember somebody said to me, what are you giving a Shem Mezuzah for? Give us a one time thing. You put it in the Mezuzah, go do! Like, what's the Nafkamina? We have to know Hilchos Mezuzah all the time. It's Nishtazoi. Apidus Rambam, the time of Mezuzah happens to you 40, 50, 60, 70 times every single day. As the Maisa Zuk the Rambam, that's one of the timing that we have for the Inyan of Mezuzah. Vaita, we have famous Amsu Shleim, Chulin Simon Peches, that the time of the Mitzvah Poshet is Kedei She Yiske Boire Gugori Tziyosei. When a person goes in and out of his door, his poshet has a schira to remember the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's a Shari Tshuva in Shar Gimel that brings down that the Inyan of Mezuzah is Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shonayim. As I state, Rebbeinu Yoyne in the Shari Tshuva. And that's dafka why the two parashas that we said are mentioned are brought down in the Mezuzah, because both of them are speaking about the Ava of that we have to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Like the Ramban famously says also, famous Ramban, in the Kisra Rambam Mekrach Beis on Tovkum Chavod, he says, "Amaged the Ava likvoyer Mezuzah kdei sheyiske voyer." Again, we see that the Inyan of Mezuzah is bedafka the Ava that we have when we put the Mezuzah on our door. So this Lemaisa is some of the timing that we have. The schar, the reward for Mezuzah, as we know, Tosfos in Shabbos Tavkuf Lamed Aleph tells us very famously. It's also brought down in Rishami in Megillah that every single second that a person has a mezuzah on his door, he's being mekayim a mitzvah. We know that the mitzvah tells us, Torah tells us, the ma'aseh, he's the man yirbu yameichem, he may be yameichem. It's a mamash a skula for a long life. It's a very, very chosh v'zach. But etzem, I have about five rayas how when you have a mezuzah on your door, again, this is not a reason to give a shir mezuzah. Posh is to realize that the mitzvah mezuzah is not kilu one time you put it on and cold to you might yotz the mitzvah. It's nishtazoi. It's every single second you yotz the mitzvah. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Hagadomah to the Sefer Mezuzah is Pesecha. So he writes over there, Avadah, that a person that puts on a mezuzah is Avadah Mekayim a mitzvah every single rega. And it was paket. A person does not have a mezuzah, which for our intents and purposes means that his mezuzah is not in the riftiga place. You'll see Beis Hashem, we'll see unbelievable chedusha. I remember somebody said to me after I gave a shir on pious. So he said to me, not from here, from another place. He says to me, after I gave the shir on pious, he first went around looking and he found that one was a mamash, it's a deraisa, that one's only b'di'evet. Kissy said it was unbelievable. It's the same thing over here. Beis Hashem, after you go to the lochas of mezuzah, you first walk around, and I did it myself last Shabbos. You walk around, you first see people that put the mezuzah in posh at the wrong place. Zukum Chaim Kanievsky Memeda, it's a schar, it's kol rega verega. It means that the oinit that you've been mevatel the mitzvah, kol rega verega also. Just a couple of rayas before we go weiter, is the Gemara in Menachos Mem Gimel. The Gemara Menachos Mem Gimel says, Chaviv in Yisroel Shesivu on HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvahs Tvilin B'Reishayim B'Zariseyim B'Tzitzis B'Gdeyim Muzuzu L'Pischeyim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his at the end of his Perush on Masechtas Tvilin writes over there, it's mashma from this Gemara in Menachos, that every, just like a person is Mekayim a mitzvah, every second his tefillin is on his head, he's Mekayim a mitzvah, every single second the mezuzah is on the correct place in his house. Noch Haraya, Tosfos and Baba Kamen and Baba Man Beis. Zug Tosfos over there talks about Moedik Tosfos. Zug Tosfos over there talks about the union of Oisik B'mitzvah Potom and the mitzvahs. It's B'dafk if you can't Mekayim Shteyem. Zug Tosfos, Loshna Tosfos. The Otu Mishi Yesh that Loi Tfilin B'Roshoi. B'tzitzis B'Bigdoi. U'mezuzahs B'Pisroi. You Potom and Kol HaMitzvahs. It's Mufurusha Raya from Tosfos. That just like a person is Mekayim HaMitzvah with his Tfilin, he's Mekayim HaMitzvah every single second that his mezuzah is on the correct place in his door. Vaitas Yerushalmi Megillah. The Yerushalmi brings over there a Shita that holds that Megillah comes even before Tefillin. It's a shayla b'din peskei tshuva b'ot yeridei in the beginning of Hilchos Mezuzah. The Koponim, the Yeshayahu brings a sheet among the Omer that holds that Mezuzah comes before Tefillin. Why? Because Mezuzah is noig on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. Zuk Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes poshut from the Yerushalmi, it's klar that every single minute that a person is wearing it, avadi his yotzer a mitzvah mikayim a mitzvah. So again, the ikazak is again what the Torah says: the man yiru yumeichem yumeichem. It's a wonderful gavaldik aschar that a person has from the mezuzah. Right, as we know, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that about it's a shmirah, that a person that has a mezuzah on his door is supposed to shame over the ganze house. Right, the Mozcha brings a maram, and he brings over there that a bias with the mezuzah mufta she'ein shum mazik shoylet boit. That's the reason what the Shulchan Aruch brings is taka shmirah, as we know from the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah Yeralef by Unklus. So Moedik Abaisadar and the Maaseh, we see klar that the Indian mezuzah is dafka shmirah that a person has. The Taz, interesting enough, says that this Indian of shmirah is more choshev gedoyle zuk the Taz. Rosh the Beis Yosef reading the Torah over there in Furish in Yerudea zuk the Taz that gedoyle the shmirah than the man Yirbi Yemechem. Why? Because the man Yirbi Yemechem zuk the Taz is dafka the kavana. If a person has kavana, if a person is sleeping in his bed or during the day, he gets a certain shmirah that the mezuzah gives his house. There's a Moedik Yitshuva from Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe near a day in Beis Kuf Mamalov. He seems to be mashma over there. It's something shayla. What happens if you have a Pesach that's not chayim the mezuzah bechlal? So Rav Moshe seems to taina that afilu if it's not chayim the mezuzah at all, or by the putting of the mezuzah there enough to give a shmirah to the mokum, to the house. Shevet HaLevi seems to be mashed nishtazoy, of a kaparin that is a mashmois and mevoisha, and taka gives a shmirah, a feeling if we're dealing with something that's be'etzem, not chayv, a mokum that's not be'etzem chayv. Let me again invite them. As we know also the Gemara Menachas tells us that Rosh, like Kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kimidas Bas HaVadom, we know that the Rabbi Nishlam is no sheikhas as posher, because the Midas Bas HaVadom HaMelech sits inside and his avodim are on the outside, or where the Rabbi Nishlam Kaviyochel is on the outside being shomer his avodim us on the inside. As I state in the Gemara over there, the Ksav Seif in Tshuva has a ganz raya from the posher that we say that we'll mention soon. We're going to go back to it in a second. The Gemara in Shabbos of Gimel Mabay says, his zoya b'mezuzah, zoychen l'dira no. Moedi gazach, moshe the skulet to have a nice dira. Scheinberg, Zatzal, in a sefer Mishmer Eschaim, as a shayla, if a person is meant to have a nice dira, al zeh kelev anvei of the mezuzah. Kelev to put the mezuzah on a nice dira, al zeh kelev anvei, to have a nice dira. Not a reason to get a nice dira, al zeh kelev anvei. That's what he declares over there, Mishmer Eschaim. We know the Gemara, Menachos Mem Gimel Mabay says, kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'reishai, sitzes bebig dem mezuzah bebiskoy murze gushal lo yachter. The anshol is masbe. When a person goes to a makom sakon, he needs poshut a shmirah. It's a zelbas up over here. Also, a person needs to have a shmirah kol zman on his house. Come again later. There's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah Perikei of Adalit says that there's a minik, as we know, in kol klal Yisrael. Again, a lot of different minhagim avada, but the Rambam brings a minik is to write a shakai at the outside, today that we can see it, Be'ez Hashem, when we go to the halachas of which cases to buy for a mezuzah, so we'll have to explain when do we give up this maila of the shakai, when do we give up this maila of not being able to see it. But like Apollim, as I state in Rambam, there is such a minute. Let me get weiter. We know that the shakai stands for Shema, dearest Yisrael. In the Zoyan Parshas, Ve'eschanan brings down that there's a special shin dalet that hovers outside a person's house and is totally harmless when he sees Azar Shein outside a person's house. Poshet the shin dalet has no koiches bechlah, not a minor for a person to make sure that the shin dalet and the yud are showing outside. But again, Be'ez Hashem, when we go to the lochas of cases, we'll explain when a person should give up that mailer. That's one Indian as well. Weiter Indian stating, weiter in the Zoya, also in Parshas Be'eschanan, is as we know, so the Zoya, you take the loshen, take the word, mezuzos, and switch around the word, you go zoz moves. Right, I heard once from a Flumenbaum, from the sofa here in Yerushalayim. So he said, one time opened up a mezuzah and he found over there in Nebuch, he found someone with a hole in the heart, and he found poshut in the base of Ulevavchem, he found a hole in the base over there. So again, Zeitin Zoya, Zoz Moves Moksha, and they're able to find it in time for Chulei, or Belemaisa, Zoya Shteitin Zoya, that Avada, there is an Indian of Zoz Moves when a person used the mezuzah, again, noch a schar that we see from the actual mezuzah. Let me get back. There's a very, very interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah Perikei Alaf Adalit brings down that there are people that add names of different malachim inside the mezuzah, says the Rambam. And he wants to they tie in that it's extra shmirah. So the Rambam, these people, ein lahem chelik lo'ilam haba. They're taking Rambam already. So much a moment of gazach. That if you might, if you go to this Rambam carefully, it's very nice, posh. The Rambam seems to learn that you don't put on the mezuzah again. We've seen the moedik and mile of the mezuzah is dafke shmirah on the house or on the person and avayus the chulei. But in front of the Rambam, it comes out clear. A person is not allowed to put on the mezuzah for shmirah. That's not the reason you put it up. Now, the problem we have with that is as follows. We have a problem because we have Kama Gemaras, for example, the Gemara in Unklus, where you find over there, and the Gemara in Zohar Yudalev, is the Maisa, we see that it is a Shmira. Right, there's a Rashba. The Rashba in Chulin, the Rashba in Chulin Kuflam and Hay speaks about Shutvus of an Akum. Very Negev Shaila. You have an office, a business apartment, whatever, and you own her, and a Goy owns her. Do you have to put up a mezuzah? So again, we're not going into the shaylas right now. Beis Hashem, next year maybe we'll go into halachas of exactly how to put up different mezuzahs in different situations. About kopponim, zug the Rashba, why do you have to put up a mezuzah? Why? Because the yid's chelik also needs a shmirah. Either going up, say that, but the yid there. So you see, clear from the rishonim that there is an inyan of putting up a mezuzah bedafka for shmirah. Zug the kesef mishnah, 100%. Of a lemaisa, that shouldn't be the person's reason why you put something on the mezuzah. Don't cheapen the mitzvah by putting up mezuzah, but for that reason, put it up because the Rebbeinu Shalom was mitzvah, and memela the schar about it comes memela. There's a shaila with Moshe Yerideya, Nikos Moshe is chelik beis kuf mamalef. He brings over there a shaila, and if people that want to wear mezuzah around their necks as a shmirah. See, it could be times our Peter Rambam that we have over here. It could be that he's over and about it's not good according to that Rambam. Again, Rav Moshe over there, Ayin Shom and Yehudei, Chayin Beis Hem, Kuf Mamalek, over there it must be that according to Rambam it could be it's a problem. Now again, Baiter. We'll go to some of the Minhagim that we have and comes in Hilchos Mezuzah, and we'll go as follows. Be'etzem, there's an Aruch HaShulchan, this is a Reish Be'ches in Yehudei, that says a person should be careful not to put any names of his or Malachim, whatever it is, around the doorpost, around where the mezuzah is. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told us the mezuzah, and that's it. We don't need Moses Oy Dvorim in Oshon Oruch HaShulchan, Azeo Derech Ame Oretz, in Oshon Mechazo Yedav, Kuchulei. Mamesh Oruch HaShulchan is about a very, very shtak Oshon. Mimela. If a person does something like this, where he takes a real mice, a real picture, he poshu takes it, a shmir de gazach, and he puts it next to the mezuzah, this according to Oruch HaShulchan, a vada is shaloike neged halacha, should not be done bechlal. There's a moitik and minik brought down in the halacha le Moshe, ala kitzah shulchan aruch, b'shrei meshla kodesh. He brings over there an old minik, and I see also brings it down also the halacha, that the minik was that a person when he sweeps his house, always sweeps away from the mezuzah. You never sweep towards the mezuzah. That was given the old minik that Eretz Tzvi brings down in the time of the Spanish Inquisition. So the Eretz Tzvi, they used to find Yidden. They found people who would sweep away from the mezuzah. They chat straight away that these are Yidden, and they sent them Schayiv Misa straight away. That was the way that they chat they were Yidden from this old minik that they used to have. So this again is a minik, the mitzvah that people do. Let me get back to it. Let's go to one last thing before we get to the actual shailas of going inside, of actually how to put up the mezuzah itself and all the different inyonim that are gated to that. The Darki Moshe in Resh Pehei in Yerideya brings down. He brings a Mariel. Zug the Darki Moshe b'shein the Mariel. That when a person leaves the city, he should put his hand on the mezuzah and say, against a pasuk. And when he leaves his house any time, then he should say this pasuk. Hashem Shem Hashem Tzili Aliyad v'chulim. As we state the Darki Moshe. Again, we don't find any makor until then of kissing the mezuzah or anything else. As we state that when you leave the house, you should put your hand on the mezuzah and say this pasuk. Now, the makor, the first makor that we have in Shas of putting your hand on the mezuzah, about as we know, is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yud Aleph, the Gabi Unglis Hager, when they sent him all the messengers again and again and again, and then eventually he put his hand on the mezuzah, they asked him what's the pshat and the killer that saved him. It's nice we see a makor in Shas that we actually put our hand on the mezuzah. So the Rebbe Zoi state in the world, there is an interesting shayla, that the Rabbis are shayla, if on Shabbos a person should say this pasuk, or he should say Zohar es yoyim ha-Shabbos le-Kadshe. I'll call upon it. That's the pasuk that the Darki Moshe brings, b'shein the Marel. The Birkei Yosef Vaita brings the Arizal. This is famous, that the Birkei Yosef brings the Arizal that says, that a person should put Amo, he should put his middle finger on the Shakai, Zoi state in the Arizal, and he should kiss it, and he should daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and he should guard him. As though he brought down also the Chai Adam, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down the same thing, the Yayvik, the Orcha Shulchan, same idea, all comes from the Etzem from the Arizal, that a person puts his Amma on the Shakai, and then he kisses it, and he davens to Rebbeinu Shalom that the Rebbeinu Shalom should guard him. The stipple in the Svevenu says, Abadin applies to every single time a person goes in, or he goes out of his house, that's what he should do. Now Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Mezuzos B'Secha, he says, according to the Arizal, it comes out two things. First of all, it only comes out that you should kiss the outside mezuzah, the hand of the mezuzah, that's the outer one of your whole house. And number two, it's only the yotzei lederech, that's what he wants to tie up. Now, the ma'aseh there, tell us, Game Master Kasha, what do you have to kiss it for? What do you have to put your hand on it for? The whole union of the whole hand business is poshut b'machshava. So how did Machshava attack the Chazon Ish to bring down, never ever put his hand on the mezuzah? He poshut said, I haven't got koiches. I don't want to put my hand on mezuzah. The whole Indian of touching the mezuzah is to remember. As I stated already in the Chazon Ish, the Lekit Yosha brings from his Rebbe the Truma Sadeshen that a person should bedafka not touch the mezuzah. He should look. The Baal Diskin also would look at the mezuzah. Mishloim Zalman Kach Shamati from his son of Israel also would never kiss his hand afterwards. And as we know, the Chasam Sofer famously, when he was about to give smicha to somebody, to a young or whatever, he saw him not kissing the mezuzah, and he said, "Oy vai, can't give smicha to Azar Yid." As the Maaseh we see, the Art Minhagim, whatever it may be, the Maaseh, the Iki Yisoid, again, especially Azar, a person can do whatever meaning he has. Of a lemaisa to become poshut a robot. Poshut a robot. That every time he comes in and out the door, he poshut just kisses it. Shkoyach is a robot. That's not the inyan. The inyan of the actual kissing and the touching of the mezuzah is kideshi yiske the aval at Lashon HaRamban, Lashon HaRambam. And maybe that's what a person should be doing in that case. Let me go and write up. Now, the Maaseh of Kiva Eger says also, just stand before we go weiter, Kiva Eger brings down that if a person does not have a plastic, often you'll see that the plastic sometimes is rubbed out on a mezuzah, Kiva Eger learns about a person shouldn't touch it, but he should use a hefsah with his beged, because you know that Kisvei Kodesh, a person mustn't touch with Tomitika hands, and as I state, the Chasam Sofer writes the same thing also, that if a person has only the cloth there, about it, he should not touch it with his bare hands, he should do the time first. The Maaseh there are those who are makel even in that case. Let me go back to Mamish. One last, the Kuda, there's a big shaila, and you'll know this after you go through the halachas, poshut. Are you allowed to walk through a door that doesn't have a mezuzah? Poshut, you got either doesn't have a mezuzah, or kafi how you learned the halacha, this is posel gomo. And Mamela, you're allowed to walk through the Avnei Nezer was held, it's also gomo to walk into a door that doesn't have a mezuzah. Actually, the Avnei Nezer, Rishmul Salat, was machme atkadei kaf. Rav Shmuel Salat would never walk into an area where if he held it needed a mezuzah and didn't have a mezuzah, he wouldn't go anywhere near. Nobody says Yesh Makirim, there are those that are maker that hold his beseda. And again, the Piskei Shuv in Yeridah is a shayla. If on Shabbos a person gets told that he has no mezuzah, it's not in the right place, it could be as a chiv to leave his house and possibly go to a different house. So you take the Piskei Shuv in the beginning of Hilchos Mezuzah. Al Kaponim, if a person doesn't have somewhere else to go, about it he can be medical and wait till after Shabbos. Let me go back to now to the real. The shyness. Okay, before we get to the doors, I want to go to some of the shyness that are also very important. As the guys, most of our lovers are buying them as well. Okay, so the first thing to know is who to buy a mezuzah from. So the mezuzah, we know that a mezuzah is a bein choshev azach. We know that the tiniest crack in a mezuzah, in a word of the mezuzah, can render the entire thing possible, and that's why a person has to be very, very careful. Take, for example, this picture over here. As you see, claw. That the tiniest crack in one of the letters in the mezuzah, avadim is possible. There's no such thing as rubai kikuloi. When it comes to mezuzah, 99% kosher is avada 100% possible. It has to be 100% good kidei for it to be beseda. Now, it's very, very important inyan for a person to make sure that he buys mezuzah from a Yerushalayim poshut. Because again, if anybody went through the halachas of safras or even the halachas of mezuzah when it goes through safras, is the maaseh you know klar that if a person, for example, a sofer that missed out a chelik of a letter, to go back onto that letter won't work. It's possible, the whole thing's possible. So for example, can you imagine a sofer that spent tens of hours writing a mezuzah? At the end of this mezuzah, he realizes, oy vai, I missed something right at the top. There's a lot of Yerushalayim to say, no, I'm not allowed, it's possible. Now when you would buy this mezuzah, you would have no idea b'chlal. But maybe you can look at a beautiful mezuzah with a beautiful ksav. You have no idea. This is possible gomor. Who are then the Shulchan Aruch also in Hilchos mezuzah? And if he doesn't say, l'shem mitzvah mezuzah, the ganze zach is possible. So that means you have over here someone that's to be a serious shemayim to sell mezuzahs. Because by looking at the final product, you have absolutely no idea if you're buying something that's kosher or mamash absolutely posel gomer, which again means there is no shmir on the house. There's none of the milers that we said before. So this is a choshev zach. I remember I once had a young man. Sorry? Brochel Avatam? Brochel could be, depending on the masses. Depending how bad it is, maybe possibly the evidence. Lemaisa, I once had a younger man that came to me. He says to me, his father-in-law, I think I said this story once here before, he said his father-in-law was a sofer and he wanted to buy mezuzahs for his new apartment. The problem is his wife Taina, that is her father, the sofer, wasn't such a Yerush Shemayim. So didn't want to buy it from him. So I said, very nice, but to be over the Reisa or Kibbut Ava'im on a mile of Madrigas of Yerush Shemayim, just about the Nisht, and Lemaisa, he bought his mezuzah from there. Lemaisa, they bring from Ravosna. I didn't find the makor poshut from this, but they bring the shame of Vosna that if the more kavona and the shame mitzvah that a shaver has when he writes the mezuzah, the more shmira that it actually gets. Let me get invited to some of the interesting shailas that are actually gay when it comes to mezuzah fraud. Very, very interesting. In America, it recently came out that they found that that a lot of people are writing mezuzahs on Shabbos. Partially because it was the only time they got time off work. During the week they're working. Shabbos, they had time off, so they're writing mezuzahs during that time. That's what they found afterwards. But the most we find terrible zachar. Here's a picture of a real mezuzah. We the second last line into something. It's a real mezuzah they bought here in Yerushalayim to Hasefer, and they possibly bought it in mezuzah. And they had no idea that I think we can figure out on our own. We're not able to save them over here, and we can figure out on our own. There's about no shayla that this ain't no mezuzah. So the Maya said again, somebody had this poshet in the house. They had no idea. They had no idea. B'chlal, again, you go moving into an apartment. You have no idea what's inside over there. Again, you have something like this inside. There's no shmir b'chlal. All the milers that you lose out from. This is one example of a mezuzah. Another example. This here is a picture of a mezuzah that's hanging in Rav Landau's office in Bnei Brak. Very interesting. Looks like a very nice mezuzah. But I'll tell you a secret, that on the bottom line over there it says, this mezuzah was written by an Arab. That was the ma'isa. As the ma'isa, you have to know who you're buying from, because unfortunately the mezuzah fraud that goes on is terrible. There was a bank here in Eretz Yisrael in the 80s that they found, a big bank in Eretz Yisrael, they found, they checked 371 of their mezuzahs. Two were only found to be kosher. Two out of 371, and all of them had this hechsher on it. Or had a hechsher on it, whatever it may be. As the Maisa, you have to be careful who you're buying from. Baruch Hashem now, we're not going to go too much to the Indian. There's a lot of statistics that I've said that only 10% of the mezuzahs around are actually real. A lot of them are printed, a lot of them are scribbled. As the Maisa, you really have to know you're doing. Baruch Hashem, we have the Shmer Shastam, which above that we know we can trust all these people. And the Maisa is safe for now, is to have Iksav with the Rishus from Beis Din today to write. And we know all the Ksav from hundreds of years ago that about a person not allowed to stam right without Rishus from a Beis Din, as I've taken many of some Sefer and others as well. Let me get back to it. Let's go through now different kinds of mezuzahs to understand. Again, it's good to know these things. If you buy new ones, if you didn't buy new ones, it's also very good to know. Now, there's three different types of Ksav. There's Ksav Beis Yosef, which is come out the only Ksav which is Mefurish in the Rishonim. It's come out the only Ksav which is Vada Kosha Lekuli Alma. It's Ari, which the Hasidim use. There's Venish, which the Sfardim use. As the Maaseh said, there's not a great enough gemina between them. There are common enough geminas. Again, this is not the Zman to go through them. We're not going through them. But just partially, there are a few letters, as you can see, that are difference between them, between these Minhagim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins, that a Vada Lechatchila, a person is meant to have the same Ksav of his minig. If his minig is Ari, if his minig is Beis Yosef, Avada Lechatchila, it's better to have his minig. However, what's very negay here in Eretz Yisrael is often I'll get a phone call from someone that moved into an apartment, they checked the mezuzah, and they found that it's vanished. So they found that it's not a minig that it's theirs. The Maisa, Avada Navada, especially when it comes to Schirish, which is only a Chiyah mezuzah, but the Rabbanon and other Tzirufim, is about 100% mutter for a person to live and stay in an apartment with a mezuzah that's not his minig. It's a dimachatchila for a person to have it. However, what you do have to know is that because they're different minhagim, each minhag has their bidyevet and their lechatchila madregas. And therefore, what you hold in your madrega, lav dafka they hold in their madrega. That's something to know as well. And Avada, we know that if a person shares an apartment building, this is very negay here in Eretz Yisrael, where you share apartment building with some Sfardim, Ashkenazim, Hasidim, all different types of people, different minhagim, is the Maisa Be'etzim, you're supposed to go Basaroiv, as I pass with Nissen Karelitz, you go Basaroiv, Rave of the people who live in the apartment are the people that have to have the mezuzah over there. Or b'lemaisa, the best eight of the poskim say is get beis yosef, because b'kulei alma's maskim, right, that you're yotzei with beis yosef. This is a kulei alma. Everyone's maskim. It's the one that's mentioned in the rove of the rishonim b'kulei the maisa. That's what a person should do. Now there's different madrigas of a mezuzah itself. So for example, there's different sizes that a person can buy. So for example, there is a size 6 centimeters. There's another size 10 centimeters, 4 inches. The other one is 12 centimeters. And there's also even a 15 centimeter. There is even 20 centimeters already, 8 inches. There's Dor Zazah. Now the Maisa, which one is the best one? You can't say which one is the best one, I'm not sure. But what you can say from my speaking to different Sofim V'chulei is that if they offer you a 6 centimeter mezuzah for a cheap price, or it's no more expensive than the other ones, Mistomer it's possible, or very b'dievet. Because it's very small, it's very difficult to get the ksav the way it should be. And the Maisa, they told me, unless it's very expensive and it was written very, very well, you shouldn't have to buy a 6 centimeter one, because a lot of them are the Maisa not good. Now, there is about the inyan of Keter Mitzvah, as we'll see in a moment. Okay. As I said, how much to spend in mezuzah? Very, very shvei shayla. The Maisa, we know the Keter Mitzvah, shlish digmar, baba kama. We know there's a Mogen Avraham, the top of Ishayim base, by Hilchos Lulav, that tells us the bigger the Lulav, the better, the more hidden it is, the more it is by candles. We spoke about other inyanim, as there's a state of Mogen Avraham, the top of Ishayim base, over the Maisa. It depends. For example, take a difference between this mezuzah over here, which is cheap, which is a very nice, big, large mezuzah, and a smaller one, but the ksav is much nicer. So Abad Adav Dafka to buy a big mezuzah is always a hit. A fellow called me from Chutzlores a couple of weeks ago. He had a choice between a big mezuzah and a small one. He said, Adav Dafka, the Indian Dafka, to get a bigger mezuzah. And then the nicer ksav is zichah going to be more of a hitter. That's a double poshet. Let me get weiter. Oh, this is Murdik and Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch declares that we know that a person is not meant to spend too much on a mitzvah, alivazvis, and barim ksubis, v'chule. So the Minchas Chinuch declares it could be by mezuzah is unjust to every other mitzvah. Why? Because mibalda and mezuzah is one of the only mitzvahs that a person would carry every single second. So it could be a person has to go and spend even more money than he will normally buy on a mezuzah. So again, it's difficult, obviously, if a person is a Moshe Shtambach, for example, in Chubis van Hogus, Chedik Aleph, Topesh, and Vase. He writes over there, unbelievable, the shyness of a Moshe Shtambach. He writes, people spend hundreds of thousands on a dira. The minute it comes to a mezuzah, try and find the cheapest mahalach. Moshe Shtambach, Mom, he shrives against it. Mom, it's terrible. A person has to realize what he's spending and what he's doing. Okay, let me get back to now, to the Ikke Halakim that I wanted to get to. We're not going to get to all the halakas today, it was finished in a couple of minutes, but I'd like to just go through some of the inyanim, the Gabi actually putting on mezuzah, and next week obviously we'll go through the actual halakas of where exactly to place it, and obviously the different types of rooms done in a game. So we'll start like this. Let's just discuss a few inyanim that I want to get into, and that is as follows. Again, we're not going to finish it, but we'll try to explain as much as we can today in the next few minutes. First of all, how do we work out on a door which is the right hand side? Left hand side, right hand side. Very, very confusing, as we'll see. Number two, a vertical position. How do you work out where on the door the height? And by the way, you look around, most people make a mistake over here. The third thing is the horizontal position. Where about on the door frame is it kedai to put it? Again, we'll see unbelievable examples. The depth. Sometimes you have to dig a hole in, we'll have to see how deep can it be for it to be kosher. And obviously the angle and the direction of the mezuzah, depending on different minhagim. These are the mice of the five inyanim that we'll go through Be'ez Hashem as much as we can now, and obviously with Mamshech next week with all the different halachas of different types of rooms. So let's start now with determining the right side. How do you, and this is sometimes one of those, people call me sometimes to go to the houses to go check out mezuzahs and different things on the houses, so sometimes it's very confusing to figure it out. Now, Maisa, when you have a front door, it's poshut. A front door, double poshut, right hand side, simple. What gets very complicated is when you go inside the house and you have a situation like this. You have a situation like this, a very common situation here in Eretz Yisrael, is the Maisa, what do you do in such a situation? Because again, you've got a situation where here, maybe you could tie him as simple to put on the right hand side, because that's where you're coming in. Then for Yoskas, we'll explain in a moment. As the Maisa, when you're coming in, good, I put on the right hand side, but sometimes a lot of doors and doorways are often matched. The Ein will go in, will go out equally. Lavdavka, one of them is the Ikka Shimush that we have. So we'll have to figure out, number one, what's considered to be the right way. Or take another example, again, also very, very common, not this type of apartment, but in China it's definitely very, very common, and that is the maisa, when you have balconies and marpesets into gardens and all these things, especially when you have two doors. What gets very complicated is when you have two doors that actually come into one marpeset, two gardens, all these sorts of things. What do you do in such a situation? When is it considered to be the right-hand side going in, going out, all of these sorts of things? Again, we see similarly from over here as well. As we'll see in a moment, is the maisa that we have to realize each time you have a shayla to realize what's the right-hand side, what's the left-hand side. Again, not such a common apartment here in Eretz Yisrael, but I've found in the shayla happens to be a very, very common shayla that, again, I've seen come up and come up apartment in people's apartments when I visited them to check the mezuzah shaylas. Often this is a very, very shleh shayla, and that's the marpeset shayla. Let me get weiter. Let's start to actually understand the Makar. Again, the Torah, which again the Gemara Menachos Lamadala tells us, it means derech bi'ascha. Derech bi'ascha means it has to be on the right hand side. The Rosh stated in the Gemara, the Moscha says that afir if you're left-handed, about you put it on the right, Favos, because we go pass the right from the people. And the Maisa Rosh stated already in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Beites and Yeridea, that the Maisa we always go pass on the right. And the Maisa, the Ramah says, there's no enough communion if you're a righty or a lefty. Fret the Shachar Kasha. Fret the Shachar Kasha. The Moshe said, what's the reason? Well, we always go boss to the left, with the right hand side, even if you're a lefty, is because you need a Shmi for the Gansa Olam. And it could be the rest of the Olam, or Taka righties. So they ask a Kasha. The Maisa affect the Shachar Kasha. Good. Oh, but what happens if you have one person living in a house, and he's a lefty? Or anybody's a lefty? What do you know is that situation? So the Maisa, the Shach, tells us the Yisoy Godel. The Shach tells us that Mevel that the Yisoydi Mezuzah is not a Choyves Hagur, it's a Choyves Habayis, and since Roiv of Bnei Adam are right handed, they made a bigger Bosa Roiv, and that's why it's always placed on the right hand. About if a person would place the Mezuzah on the left hand post of his door, as Avada is 100% possible, and Avada is no Shaila Bechala, is not Yoytzeh to the Mitzvah. That means if you go home after learning the halachas, and you push it, see that on one of your doors you have a mezuzah on the left hand side, aval you have to move it. The firoi post scheme, we will have to be making a new bracha. As we state in Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, the yayvis, the ruchah shulchan, as I pass the shevet alevi, that if it's on the left hand side and you're switching it because you know the halacha now, is the maisa, then aval you have to make a brand new bracha. Let me get back to very, very quickly into the what's kuveya, the right hand side. So it's done as a very, very simple rule, which the Gemara tells us is panini. Right, as I pass them in, the tart and the shach and you're there. It's as a posture to shayla when you have a front door and you have rooms that come from the front door are often the most simple shaylas, and that's a panini, and you come into that way, and then about it, it's posture to know which one is the right hand side. Because again, that's the open that you come in, that's the open that you walk in and go into each one, and about it, each one has got a din of a panini, and therefore you'll do it in that situation. So that's about it, a double posture. The next klal, which is also pretty simple, is for example over here, when you have a study going in from the front door, again, posh it on the right hand side, or you have a bedroom over here for example, you're putting the mezuzah, again, it's here where it gets complicated once again. Here when you have certain doorways that are sometimes used this way, sometimes used another way, the shayla is, what do you do in such a situation? How do you work out which is the right way? So the maisa we have, again, we can't use panini, we can't use that rule, because the maisa doesn't work over here in this situation, because the pashtus, there isn't. So we have to use the next one, right? The shach, when he tells us, the chayodon paskin zazoi, and then the next klal is basaroi. If we go basaroi, if you have a house, and you have a room, that Roy B'nai Adam use one way to go into, then the right side will be that way. Now there is a shayla in the Achronim, does it go boss to the Baal HaBayis, or for the people who use the house, the Hainu? If you have the Baal HaBayis of the house, he uses one thing Roy, Masha'in get all the rest of his family, but the Maisa uses it differently. So the shayla is, do we go boss to the Baal HaBayis, or do we go boss to him? Again, this is not a shayla that we're going to go into too much. The Maisa, that's a very, very simple way of figuring it out, is you go boss to Roy, Rabbi and the other use something, then automatically the one that they use, that becomes the right hand side, that becomes Biascha, and then maybe you're Mekayim the Gemara of the right hand side. If you get stuck over here, which by the way often you do, is you'll have a problem, you'll have to work what the Gemara says also, which is Heketzir. Heketzir means you work which way the hinges are, and therefore you'll figure out in that open. If you're still at the Sofek after all of those three conditions, then you've got yourself a problem. The Yaivitz and Shevitz Yaivitz says, Poshet, you put two mezuzahs. You put one on each side, No problem of Baal Tosif, as I passed in the Rebbe at Benitzin, because I'm doing it the Sophie. You put two Rav Moshe and Gris Moshe. Okay, you're Potter and Gunson for Mezuzah. You're not sure, you have a Sophie, you're Potter. Rav Poskim, the Das Kedoshim, and the Minchas Elazar, the Shevet Alevi, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, hold, you do whatever you want. If you have a Zayif and I had a Sophic, by the way, we have over here in Galigula, we had the two shops. There was a barber and there was stationery in Izachan. And I might have had a door in between. They used to go from one to the other. There's no one that was really used more than the other. There was no panimi. So over there was a classic case of mamish, this case where I can use either Hakatsir or I can or go like remotion that I'm butter or anything else. The last shine up until we continue with the next sugya is the Gavid of Marpeset here in Eretz Yisrael. What do you do if you have a Marpeset? Which side of the Marpeset are you going to be putting your mezuzah? So the mice of the mini Yerushalayim is to put the mezuzah on the right hand side as you leave the Marpeset. This is mini Yerushalayim, as they pass in the Dine Fisher, and the mice come up place in the mice of the mini Yerushalayim is taka when you go out of the Marpeset, out to the Marpeset on the right hand side, that's what you do. The Chazan Ish, this is the mice of the Minigan Benebra, is a Vadi Hal Nishta Zoe for different reasons that Chotzer is not Chayim Mezuzah, and maybe the house is. So maybe the Chazan Ish held that if you put it on the going inside, when you're in the Marpeset going into the house, that's how the Chazan Ish, that's a Shevet Alevi, that's a Rav Yashas Zatzal, and others Paskin, the mice of that. And again, the meaning of Shalayim is about to put it on your Marpeset as you go out. If you've got two entrances, then Kamat Lekuli Alma will hold that you put it on the right hand side when you enter the house. That means if you've got two doors that lead to one Marpeset, so then the Kuli Alma will be maskim. You put it on the right hand side as you enter the house because each one could be used to go in. What? Just one last thing, if you have any time, as the Maisa to go through very quickly, this already is a. Okay, we're not going to have time, Mamash, to go through this. We're going to have to continue this already next week. But just to start the Inyan Shtikl is the Maisa Legabi, the height. How do you work out the height of the mezuzah to figure out on your door where to put it? So the Maisa, this is something that we already have to discuss. It's the Gemara Mefushim in Office. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll leave it over here. Be'ez Hashem, part two, we'll continue with the height and all the different rooms on the mezuzah. One last thing that I want to just, if we can try and go through, is the Maisa. I have hundreds and hundreds of pictures that I'd like to go through of different situations of mezuzah that we can possibly go after we learn all the halachas. It's kedai to see what's going on and to see all the different types of cases and to see which one is chayiv, which one is not chayiv. But again, this is something that we'll do Be'ez Hashem after we've finished all the halachas and we know what to look for, what not to look for, to get a consistency to understand what to do. This is Be'ez Hashem. We'll go through those halachas Be'ez Hashem next time.